This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This special edition of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars. Prepare yourself for 2 hours of non-stop Alpha Pleasure maneuvers as we continue to make America great again. Lieutenants, stand up and be heard as your general has banished all wussified enemies of pleasure within a 20-mile radius. So fire up a cigar, pour a cocktail, and throw a giant steak on the grill. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. With your five-star general and global alpha male in chief, Cigar Dave.
The weather is absolutely magnificent. The aroma of cigars is everywhere around. The delicacies are great. The libations are flowing. The camaraderie is spectacular. As the great Van Miller would say, buckle up your seatbelts, fellow alpha males. Get ready for 2 hours of nonstop alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, it is my pleasure to come to you front and center. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations Command Center Alpha to Buffalo River Works, my hometown of Buffalo, New York, USA. And as I do each and every week, I extend to you a long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha, make America great again, and screw the enemies of pleasure. We have a fabulous show for you, as always. It is always a delight to come out front. And Sergeant Steve, what's going on with my bike? I'm covering the antenna. Okay, that makes sense. It is always a pleasure to get out of Humidor 1A Command Center Alpha down in the Cigar City and come back front and center where we can enjoy great camaraderie, and we will do so for the next 2 hours. Now, we are going to be launching three new cigars today from Gurkha: the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. You are the first in the world to enjoy these great cigars, and in just a few minutes, we will be joined by two special guests from Gurkha. We've got Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatarano, who have come up from the Miami Theater of Operations, and I know we'll give them some great Buffalo hospitality. But, as always, we'd like to introduce our entire crew and some special guests. First off, all the way from the European Theater of Operations, I can't see him because he's not standing on a telephone book or on a high chair, all the way from London, UK, Mick the Brit.
Oh, General, thank you so much, and thank you, Buffalo Soldiers. I'm sounding a bit tinny here, General.
Not much we can do with what you got, Mick. You'll have to just run with it. You don't have the pipes that I do, Mick. But I do want to bring up something very interesting, because As you know, I read many newspapers, very worldly, very educated. Not unlike those, I should say, unlike the enemies of pleasure and the resistors that have no clue what's going on in the world. Sunday London Times. Do you read the London Sunday Times, Mick?
No, sir.
Mick, do you know how to read?
Yes, just about.
Okay, good. Big article that I caught this past Sunday. Buffalo, New York, America's coolest summer city. Frank Lloyd Wright, chicken wings and good living on the lake in New York State's second city. One problem, that's New York State's first city. New York's is the second city. Buffalo is number one. Let's get that straight. And it talks about all the great things to do and again, in Europe, worldwide acclaim. So Buffalo has definitely made a renaissance. Mick, you were a little late this morning showing up, my friend.
Yeah, I think I was on... Well, yeah, I was hungover.
What a shock, Mick. By the way, when you're done here, Betty Ford Center, 2,138 miles southwest. Start heading over. All right, let's go over to the Pooch Pit. First up, we've got the Colonel in charge of the Western New York Theater of Operations. He's moved the Pooch Pit from a classified location here to Buffalo River Works. Colonel Ange, front and center.
Hello, General. Welcome, everybody.
Greetings.
Big day today.
And as always, we've got the signs, Pooch Pit, no beta males, no balls, no admittance.
Well, we got some balls in here today, Dave. We'll talk about that later.
All right, we've also got Butcher Dave. Welcome front and center. Butcher Dave, I see you've got a pig on the spit.
We got a pig on the spit. We've got alligator in the smoker. We got a whole bunch of surprises for you. You know, I do have to apologize to Puff Muffin Lori. The pig got to the pole first.
Well... Puff Muffin Lori, we're going to get to you in a minute, but let me make you feel right at home. Ladies and gentlemen, on the main stage, put your hands together for Puff Muffin Lori. Throw out those 50s and 100s. Be generous to her. She works hard for the money. Mick.
Yeah, General, I notice it's not just the pig that's getting roasted here today.
That's correct. Much more roasting coming your way. Also, Butcher Dave, by the way, I see that you've now changed careers. Mick, they're calling for you. That's the tugboat for you. For a one-way ticket back to... By the way, because you were late today, you're not going back on American Airlines. You're going back by slow boat. Butcher Dave, you've now got... You're known as the barbecue boss.
Yes,
and
sir.
I see that's like a character of you. Was that a character of you when you were like 18? Because I noticed your goatee is fully black. There is not one lick of black hair in your goatee now.
You know what the restaurant business does to you. It doesn't take long.
Premature aging. Fantastic. Colonel Ange.
Yes.
Let's talk about the menu today for our great delicacies here from the Alpha Pleasure Fest in Buffalo.
We got a crazy menu for here, Dave, today. In fact, it's a little bit special because we're going to make alligator.
I got it directly from a buddy of mine in the Everglades down in Florida. So we are going to be serving a Florida delicacy, alligator meat, today. We've got alligator tenderloin, and I think you got some other delicacy. But Colonel Ange, what you got going on there? You're disrobing,
Dave,
as we speak.
I just want to let everybody know that today is Make Alligator Great Again. That's what we're going to do today.
Fabulous.
All right? All right, we're going to make alligator great again.
How many of you have ever had alligator tail or alligator meat? It's actually very good. First time I looked at it, I saw the whole alligator, and the first thing I kept thinking is, that is going to make a great briefcase, a pair of shoes, a belt, and a wallet. And then he's like, no, we don't do that. We eat the meat. But the meat is fantastic, and once you get over thinking of what the alligator looks like, it's actually not that bad. All right, and by the way, Mick the Brit, I see you got...
What was that, Mr. Alligator? You're not going to be a pair of Democratic shoes or purse. All right.
Beautiful. All right, next up, let's go to... Voice talent, Ed. He is the only voice talent in America that comes to do live shows. Also the voice of World Wrestling Entertainment. Voice talent, Ed, greetings.
How's everybody? It's so nice to be back here in Buffalo. Every time there's something new that we come back here.
Voice talent, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Were you missing anything on the trip up?
Not anymore.
No, that's not what I asked.
But I think you're talking about my skivvies.
That's not what I asked. Were you missing anything when you came off Alpha Army 1?
Yes, the most rudimentary thing that you pack, and something I always pack days before I even go anywhere, is underwear. Got up here. Where the hell are they? Now, going commando for, you know, guys, as you know, once you get over 50, you don't want to go commando because you find things in your pocket that shouldn't be there.
Speak for yourself, Ed.
Well,
Not for the rest
You're
of us.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Now, I understand that you went on a Walmart excursion to pick up some underwear for your duration here in Buffalo. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd need a passport to go to Walmart, but Mick the Brit...
Wait a minute. Not so fast, my friend. There's a story. Mick the Brit, go ahead. I want to hear this.
General, I was in charge of navigation, so I looked for the nearest Walmart supercenter. Unbeknown to me, it was in another country.
They're staying downtown.
Yes,
the closest
sir.
Is what? Like 4 miles away in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, sir.
This is why true alpha males always look at the map, Mick, before venturing out.
I was following it, sir.
You followed it, but again, true alpha males think. We don't just rely on the GPS.
Roger that.
In fact, I think Captain Paul, remember when we did a show down in Miami about 8 years ago, and you put in, instead of Joe's Stone Crab, Joe's Crab Shack. Want to tell us where he ended up?
From...
And by the way, the hotel was 1.8 miles from Joe's Stone Crab.
I need a mic. Oh, there we go. It was not a good part of town, as Colonel Angel tell you.
He ended up in the Everglades. Pretty close. I'm looking. I'm like, it's a three-minute ride. Where are these guys? He's like, yeah, I put in Joe's Crab Shack. You always, whenever you're entering a GPS, you got to be very, very careful. So you ended up, by the way, what happened when you got to the border? Well, let's get that mic up.
They were quite welcoming to me because, of course, they're my fellow Commonwealth brothers. But, of course, we decided to do a U-turn sin as we didn't have our passports.
You're lucky they let you around because sometimes they'll detain you. And you are suspicious, Mick, I got to tell you.
General, they're lucky they got back into the States.
That is correct. By the way, Captain Paul, to our left quadrant here, greetings.
Thank you, General. It's great to have you back in Buffalo. You know, Buffalo is great again.
That is correct.
And now we work on making America great again.
Process began a year and a half ago. By the way, I want to say hello to Lieutenant Gary in charge of our logistics and Mrs. Harem of One Gina. Lieutenant Gary, great job on the logistics. I'll tell you what, you're going to have a bag of coffee in everybody's bag from Richard Budd, who is Goodrich Coffee in Clarence. Visit it out there. Phenomenal artesian coffee. And Lieutenant Gary was the guy that helped us with the coffee, special espresso blend that Richard created. Also a little bag of Cheerios, because we are, as the wind blows, not even about 400 yards from the General Mills cereal factory, their main factory in all of North America that serves North America, Central America, and even South America. And you can smell the Cheerios, the Honey Nut Cheerios, the Lucky Charms, whole list. But Lieutenant Gary, many thanks as always.
Thank you, General. I can't believe it's been 1 year since the last Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. And obviously, if you're into cigars, having a fine cocktail, or just hanging out with some friends, this is the place to be.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Mrs. Harem of One, as always, great to see you.
Welcome home, General.
Thank you very much. And also, let's say hello to XO Tim in our white right quadrant here. XO!
General, we have people from all over U.S. and Canada. We're going to go through that later. But we do have somebody here who cannot be identified, but he had his foot surgery scheduled around today's show.
Very nice. He told me when I said I want to recognize you, he said, not allowed. It's off the radar. I'm going under witness protection here. But we appreciate you doing that. That is fantastic. Let's say hello to Puff Muffin Laurie.
Good afternoon, everyone. Nice to have you here. And I must say, David, not pissed off at all that the pig got the pole before I did. I'm good with that.
Well, we gave you one day off from the pole work, all right? All right. Also, we have some special guests as well. We're going to talk to Carlos Yaca Torano and Juan Lopez from Gurkha in just a moment. But want to have some other VIPs and guests that I want to recognize. Can't go forward, first of all, without recognizing Alpha Mother Piera, who is front and center right at the table straight ahead of me. Stand up, Cigar Mother. Fantastic. We also have Alpha Sister Lynn. Where is Alpha Sister Lynn? There we go. Lynn, and making his worldwide debut for the first time at a Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, I've got my new 20-week-old pup, German Shepherd from Pendragon Acres, Pendragon's Royal Baron front and center. Here he is, and he is, not only is he Alpha Pleasure friendly, come on, Baron, come on up, buddy. You will see, we've got him trained from a young age. He's got his Buffalo Bills bandana on. He, like his father, is a Bills fan. Hello, Baron. Good boy. There you go. So making his worldwide debut. And my 13-year-old Shepherd Sultan had to stay home. He's got a little inner ear infection. The vets said keep him home. But he wanted to come. I know they would have had a great time. They would have had a lot of playtime activities. But we wanted to bring Baron up. So his first time up in Buffalo, first time at an Alpha Pleasure Fest, and he will be around. So America's Alpha Dog in training. All right, also, got some other very good friends I want to recognize. First up, where is Ed Kilgore? He was around here somewhere. Where is Ed? I think he was, did he not show up? He was around earlier. All right, well, maybe he stepped out. We got Kevin O'Connell from Buffalo, who everybody knows. All right, and let me see. Got a few other people that I want to recognize. I have got, where's Don Gilbert? Don Gilbert, where's Don? Don, my main man, my mentor, who is in the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, former head coach of the Ottawa Gee-Gees College, but no truth that the Gee-Gees were strippers from Ontario or from Ottawa. I mean, with that kind of name, the Ottawa Gee-Gees. But you won a Canadian championship, correct? Fantastic. All right, and former color analyst for the Buffalo Bills for a couple of seasons on our flagship 930 WBEN. All right, also want to recognize Buffalo's, without any question, number one talk personality. You hear him on WBEN, you've been hearing him. I think he's been in Buffalo now, what? Well, he's from Buffalo, but been on the air, what, Tom, 25 years?
Yeah, almost
stand up.
40.
Almost 40, but I remember when you were in Tampa for a number of years on 570 WTKN. Buffalo's Tom Bowerly.
Thank you. And everybody listening, please make Buffalo, New York a summertime destination. Our waterfront is revivified. General, welcome back home.
Now, Tom, I should say that you, I forgot to mention that you were named as the Talkers on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100. Last year, you came in at number 69. This year, number 62. Personally, I think 69 is a better position. I would have stayed right there.
I guess it all depends on your view.
Yeah, and stand up one other, two words for you, Tom. Fantastic Sam's. I'm going to give you $20. Get here. All right, by the way, you look great because I know you were had a little health scare, but you look fantastic. And you've also got Mrs. Nerd, as you refer to.
Mrs. Nerd, who is the person who provided one of
Whoops. What happened to that microphone? Oh, there you go.
Mrs. Nerd, who provided one of Buffalo's delicacies, Paula's Donuts, for everybody.
That is correct. Not for everybody, but we've got some very special. Christina, I'm going to tell you, it is really. I remember growing up, Freddy's Donuts was the king. You remember Freddy's Donuts, the peanut sticks? Paula's Donuts. You have three locations now?
We do.
Three locations. Artisanal donuts, probably, not probably, the best donuts nationwide and even in Canada, all of North America. What they do, and you brought some, and Colonel Ange is going to put a different spin on it because we always grill and griddle things. Colonel Ange is going to put a different spin on it. So we thank you, and you made a big special one, Cigar Dave one, and we thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Welcome home.
General Captain.
Well, hold on a second. Go ahead. Tom, did you want to say something? Oh, all good.
Giving the mic back to me.
General, real quick. Captain Tsai wants a Paula's Donuts in Charlotte.
That's right. Where is Captain Tsai? I forgot to welcome Captain Tsai, Chief Flight Officer for the Cigar Dave Show.
Thank you so much, General. It is so great to be in Buffalo. I'm observing Buffalo being great again. It's my favorite city. I have to say I love this. Now, let me just say this. When we came up one time, I told Captain Paul that I tried a donut, and he said to me, you have to try Paula's Donuts, and it was fantastic. I especially like that one, that Apple Fruiter, I believe it's called. That's my favorite. And I'm not only coming to see you, but I want to come up here to have some more Paula's Donuts.
They are dangerous. They are that good. They are addicting, no doubt about it. All right, a couple other people we want to recognize. We got John Russo Sr. from Hamburg Brewing. John, where are you? Stand up. Some special beers from Hamburg Brewing, including a special Alpha Pleasure Fest beer that John Jr. and I have been working on for about 4 months. So we can't wait to sample that. And also, I got to thank Jerome Nathan from Serto Brothers Distributing. Jerome, where are you? Where is Jerome? I know he's around some. There you go. Come on. Move forward. Fantastic. And we've got tons. We've got eight different spirits we're going to be sampling. Jerome, you about done yourself. And real quick, give us a list, a lineup of everybody's, not every spirit, but all the companies represented today at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo.
So we got a couple of
different things.
Get that mic nice and close, Jerome.
We got a couple different things. First, we have from the Oregon, our Great Oregon Wine Company, we have replica wines in the Great Oregon Wines. Then from Cutwater, we have Cutwater Spirits and canned cocktails. From Hanoi Falls Distillery, we have bourbon, rum, rye. We have Sierra Norte, which is a Mexican corn whiskey. Lazzaroni modifiers from Milan, Italy. From Texas, we have Western Suns flavored vodkas. And then from Southern Tier, we have Southern Tier distilling products, both their spirits and their canned cocktails. And then from Lodi, California, we have Old Soul and OZV wines.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be sampling all of them on the air, and you have been sampling them since 10 a.m. this morning, and they are fantastic. So I can't wait to get a taste of all of them. Also, a couple other people. Got Cousin Cindy and Lowell from Hamilton, from Canada. They crossed the border. I can't believe they let you in, but welcome from Canada. And also, we've got special Nurse Angie, worked with my father, Dr. Z, at OLV Hospital at BT6 for many, many years. Angie, great to have you, and welcome. All right, we have got the reason we're here, not only to enjoy each other's company and enjoy Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. We're launching three new cigars from Gurkha, and it is my pleasure to welcome two longtime friends. First up, we've got Juan Lopez, VP of Sales, and we have Carlos Yacatarano, VP of Operations. Both, they're really the brains behind the operation. Kaizad counts the cash, but these guys are the brains behind the operation. We're going to be launching three cigars today, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Oh, we've got another one, too.
No, the Pervades, it's
Chateau Privé.
It was a limited edition, so okay. We sold out at the trade show, unfortunately.
Okay.
Only made 1,000 boxes, and we weren't able to get it here on time. And, of course, we would never let the great people of Buffalo down bringing young tobacco out because we're in the aging business of great cigars. So what you guys are smoking today, you're going to love, you're going to enjoy, and we cannot wait to talk to you guys about it. And we're very excited as a company to bring these new offerings to you guys.
Fabulous. So we're going to be talking about all the new offerings, and especially the Gurkha Marquesa, because that is so untraditional from the normal Gurkha lineup. You know, Kaizad, one of the best packaging guy in the cigar business, I'd even say in any business. He's just so creative. But you really went retro and old school. And when we come back, we're going to conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. We're going to talk about the Marquesa because I sampled it, took about five home from the Cigar Retailers Convention, and smoked it. I said, this is fantastic. It is so different than the normal Gurkha, from packaging to taste, very old-world Cuban-esque. So we will talk about that. If you want to join us coast-to-coast, 877-DAVE-007. That is 877-328-3007. If you get on today, you will get a special Gurkha sampler pack, the same six-cigar sampler pack that all of our VIP guests here at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest have received. I am the General Cigar Dave, the global alpha male in chief, along with the Cigar Dave crew and several hundred of my fellow alpha connoisseurs and cigar connoisseurs as we come to you today from my hometown, Buffalo, New York.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Secure supply of new Gurkha Pleasure Sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
All right, and we welcome you back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water here from Buffalo River Works. Where's the music? Keep the music going. We need the music. There we go. Fantastic. All right, voice telling it.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready for Lightation Maneuvers? Did you just hit it, or did I miss it?
I already said you're...
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Well, I wasn't paying attention. It happens every so often. All right, so first up, we are making the worldwide debut of the brand-new Gurkha Marquesa. And joining us front and center on the Command Center Alpha main stage, we've got Juan Lopez, and we've got Carlos Yacatoraño from Gurkha Cigars. Gentlemen, I remember when I saw you at the... First of all, I saw the cigars about 4 or 5 months ago when I was visiting Gurkha HQ down in South Florida. And we smoked the cigar, but we didn't see the packaging yet. And you're still working on the blend. And when I got to the Cigar Retailers Convention, the first thing I said is, the packaging, this is so not like Gurkha. Because you really went old school, very, very old world Cuban tradition. And the way the cigar smokes, the exact same thing. So let's talk about what went behind this Gurkha Marquesa, because again, Kaizad always elaborate packaging, and you really went simple and basic, but I think with this cigar, it fits perfectly.
Well, based on what you said, General, then we hit our mark, because that was our goal, was to create a brand outside of a box for Gurkha. As you know, our international business is growing leaps and bounds, and this project was originally thought of for the international market. When we finished, it was so good that there was no way we couldn't share it with our loyal customers here in the USA. So it's very traditional. It's very old school, Cuban-esque, tastes, smokes the same way. So it's something different than you're used to seeing from Gurkha.
Gotcha. All right. So when you decided and you went down initially to Nicaragua to work on this, you all got together with Kaizad. What exactly did you say? What did you want to create?
Well, for us, it's, you know, Carlos and I, you know, we go down there and, you know, we create Kaizad. Like I, you know, everybody knows he is the king of packaging. And Carlos and I, you know, come from the old school of, you know, the Toraño family growers for over 100 years. And we said, you know, we need something that we don't have in our portfolio. Not just a Cubanist taste, but the look. And there was one wrapper that we've never used that we both always enjoy when we go down to the factories. And funny enough, you know, we go down and we're buying this tobacco from one of the top growers down there. And Sumatra wrappers, really, really hard to find, because it's either really, really ugly or really, really not doesn't taste as it should. And we went to one of our good friends, which I know you know well, A.J. Fernandez.
Right.
And we said, we want that. And he goes, that's for my cigars. No, it's for our cigars. So we were able to get this beautiful Sumatra wrapper. And then we're big fans of the Ometepe Nicaraguan, which is, you know, it's got a little bit of sweetness to it. And then you add a little bit of that Esteli to it, and you got a little bit of spice. You got spice, nutty, a little bit of sweetness. And this cigar, I mean, at the trade show, we sold over 2,500 boxes. It was crazy. We expected to sell a lot of it, but we weren't expecting the reaction that we got from the customers. I mean, when you got Cigar Day telling people, listen, this is probably one of the best Gurkhas I've ever had, and he smoked probably a million cigars by now.
Something like that.
I would share.
We saw your humidor at your house. You've got a
yeah,
nice collection.
Yeah,
you got a few.
So it's been that kind of received in that way to the trade show. So we're excited to bring it up to the marketplace. We're excited. We're going to Europe for the trade show in Europe, in Germany. We're excited about that. But we're really excited that we got to share it with our family here in Buffalo, the first ones to have it worldwide. So thank you guys for coming out and supporting again. We appreciate
Absolutely. First in the world. And when I saw you, I said, we got to do something special for Buffalo. And we're thrilled to do it. Now, how many sizes suggested retail for the Gurkha Marquesa?
All right, so you want to hit this?
We got three sizes. We got a short Pellicoso. We got a Toro and a Robusto size.
Fantastic. Suggested retail, ballpark.
Eight to ten bucks, and then what's really unique about it, and again, when we're putting stuff together, we wanted to change it up a little bit, right? Throw a little bit of a curveball. So when you buy a box of 20, you're gonna get 10 cigars that are box pressed, 10 cigars that are regular parejo. I mean, it does make a little bit of a difference in the smoking pleasure. Unfortunately, cigars taste.
They're all the parejos.
Right now,
I was looking for the box press. You know, I love box press.
But yes, when they do come out to the marketplace, you're going to have the options. And then what we're going to do for the retailer and the consumer is, because, you know, one's going to outsell the other. That's just what's going to happen. It is what it is. We're going to be refilling the cigars through the retail on a bundle regular basis, because instead of waiting for boxes, keep the boxes. Let us refill. Let us keep smoking, because we don't smoke boxes. We smoke cigars.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, Juan, you just gave this Gurkha double-edged stainless steel key. Tell me about this thing. This is magnificent.
So Kay, you know, we're again sitting around, and he's always coming up with new ideas, and he showed us these cutters, and this is like, you know, German steel, amazing. So we're doing a launch of not just cutters. We're doing the Lugano Gurkha humidors, which will not be like your typical humidor that's all branded with Gurkha or any other brand all over the box. It's just a beautiful looking design with a small plate, all numbered. You know, so many humidors of this kind of a Lugano, a different type of humidor. And so we're excited about that side of the business as well. But these guys right here, everyone that's had them, they love them. They're beautiful. They're unique. They're different.
And you're selling them here today.
And they're here today. They're selling them here today.
At the Tinderbox for Tinder Buffalo. Got it.
Which, by the way, to the guys at Tinderbox, thank you guys so much for everything.
Nice
you
job.
Do.
Great
Fantastic
job to
people.
The entire Tinderbox crew.
Thank
Fantastic
you.
Job. They got here early, and it's like it's like a mini store. It really is. They set it up fantastic. All right, so we got this Gurkha cutter that I will use.
Maximum BTU flame producing incendiary combustion deployment device.
Well, Colonel Ange gave this to me. This is what he uses in the pooch pit. I think he used that to ignite all the fires. There's what, about 8 flames going on there. So that was that. This is what I will use today on my Gurkha Marquesa.
Cigar Prelightation Alpha Pleasure Fest checklists complete. Areas secure from all known enemy threats. Unleash the fire and fury that the world has never seen before upon today's Gurkha Pleasure Stick in 3, 2, 1.
Jeez, I thought you were talking about Iran there for a second. All right, let me toast the foot of this fantastic cigar. Okay. There we go. And I'll tell you, the weather today is spectacular. Just mild, gentle breeze. It is perfect summer weather. I don't care where you are in the country. It is perfect today. So Chamber of Commerce weather for Buffalo, no doubt about it. Now, before we get to our first libation from Hamburg Brewing, I'm enjoying my cigar, but the Alpha Dog in Training Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, cannot be left out. If I've got a cigar, he's got to have a cigar. So Mrs. Harem of One Gina gave me the Ruffio and Julieta Doggy Cigar. Baron, you can conduct litation maneuvers too, buddy. Attaboy. Good boy. Did I tell you the boy was trained or what? Fabulous.
Awesome.
Good job, Baron. Enjoy that cigar. We got to get Kay Kaizad. By the way, Kaizad Hensodia couldn't make it. He's got some pressing business. Sends his regards. We got to get him to make some of those Kaizad or Gurkha doggy cigars with the special packaging. But we also have Pat Bush here. Where's Pat? Pat working it over at the Tinderbox. So glad you could make it from Gurkha as well. All right. So we've got to get the first libation from Hamburg Brewing. Where's somebody from him? Here we go. Baron, take your cigar. There you go, buddy. Baron's not going to let that cigar out of his chompers, I can tell you that. All right, first up. First of all, welcome from Hamburg Brewing.
Thank you.
Give us your name.
I'm Scott Roche. I'm head brewer at Hamburg Brewing Company.
Fantastic. Now, Scott, we have been working, you and John Russo Jr. and I, for a number of about 4 months on this. It's a special fruit-infused beer.
That's correct.
We want something very summery, but not like chicken. That's very, you know, it's going to taste like you're drinking pineapple juice or orange juice. So tell us about this very unique beer, only available here for the Alpha Pleasure Fest.
We put together a partial kettle sour beer that's, like you said, infused with fruit. It's going to be a lot of mango, a lot of passion fruit, and lightly hopped, well-carved, and quite refreshing, honestly.
Mm. Have all of you had this special Alpha Pleasure Fest brew from Hamburg Brewing? Is this unbelievable? Or?
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll take 2 kegs delivered to the Alpha Pleasure Palace down in the Cigar City. This is fabulous. So tell us about what we started with in terms of the ingredients. And because this isn't an IPA. This has not a lot of hoppiness to it. It's very, very pleasant, very smooth.
It's mostly Pilsner malt. A little bit of wheat goes into there. And then we allow it to naturally sour using lactic acid bacteria. And then we brew a traditional batch. We blend it together, let it ferment out, and then later on add all the fruit.
I think we went through like 6 different iterations of this because John would send me a box of about a dozen bottles. I'd try it. I'd say, nah, needs more of this, needs more mango, needs
mango.
A little of this. We kept going back and forth. And when you finally sent it to me, I'm like, that's it.
Nice.
Fantastic. And I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing this somewhere down the road.
I hope so.
Absolutely. And what other beer you sent?
We have some Oktoberfest over there, and I believe some lager. Oh, right here.
Great. So the Oktoberfest, which is available starting now?
Yes. Those are in stores right now, and our lager is actually a year-round one as well, and that's
And I love the packaging. Red, white, blue, and gold. Very, very American. Yes. Make beer great again. Hamburg Brewing, they are doing it. Hamburg Brewing is what now, about 5 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
5 years old. Now, where's John Sr., John Russo? John, you still driving the delivery truck, or have you graduated from that? Still doing it? Tell you, John Jr. works you hard. Works you hard, but it's fantastic. And you've got a tremendous brew pub there with food. You're cigar-friendly, incredible outside patio where you can... By the way, Ed Kilgore, a noted dean of Buffalo. Nice of you to make it, Ed. Thanks for coming. Only 45 minutes late. Thanks for coming, Ed. But you've got an outdoor area that is totally cigar-friendly, very picturesque over a nice little pond. And I know that John, Junior and Senior, we've all lit some cigars, and we're coming next week.
Excellent.
Outstanding. All right, so the Hamburg Lager, the Hamburg Brewing Oktoberfest, and the special Hamburg Brewing Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest beer that is a special, cool, refreshing fruit infused.
Yes.
All right, we appreciate you joining us from Hamburg Brewing. Lots of samples over at the Hamburg Brewing tent. Fantastic. All right, so as we continue on here, let's talk about some of the other cigars, along with Carlos Yacatoraño, Juan Lopez, that you have been working on, because one of the things...
This is Carl on the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On the week of 13 August, we are joined by Chasta Community College, Doug Wright, attorney at law. What do you need to know about what's happened legally? Sheriff Tom Basinko with an update of what happened with the car fire. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. Information on what you should be looking for in your insurance policies. And Dr. Kara Tennant, who will address the fire and impact on your pets. All of this next week, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a walk.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Sorry, I'll wait for the next batch. I don't want to find you guys. And I should also say that at the Cigar Retailers Convention, the Gurkha booth, I say it's a booth, it's not, it's a huge area, absolutely jammed. I mean, starting from the first morning, you guys were jammed nonstop. In fact, every time I'd go pop over to chat with one of you guys, you had the order pads, you were selling big time all over the place nonstop.
Absolutely.
Even Kaizad had to work this year.
Yeah, you know, he has to every now and then, right? I mean, it
doesn't happen often.
Well, actually, you know what we got him for Christmas? You know one of those when you're Simsters and you do when you get the callus in your finger for counting all the money?
Right.
We got him one of those for his birthday.
Yeah, because normally he's backing up the Brinks truck, into the bank. All right, we're going to continue with Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatoraño of Gurkha Cigars. But let's go to the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange, I understand that Butcher Dave has created something with the gator meat that I imported from the Florida Everglades. So, Butcher Dave, come on up.
Here he comes.
All right, General, I've done gator wings.
I didn't know gators had wings.
but I did a little spin on buffalo wings. They're spiced with a Cajun seasoning with Florida sun-grown tobacco in it. I got sent up from Jeff Borsowitz.
Now, these are not wings. These are legs, right?
Yeah, that's the leg. Yeah. They're extreme.
Does it taste like chicken?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. And I also have, of course.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, of course I have celery, blue cheese, and I did a wing sauce that's espresso infused with coffee from Goodrich Coffee.
Outstanding. I love it. Just, you know what? It's got just enough spice and some nice smokiness and tanginess to it. Here, I'll take another picture eating this. Again, I got to get over thinking it's kind of a giant lizard. And once you get over that, it's actually pretty good. A little chewy.
It was 2 hours in the smoker.
No, I'm saying gator itself is chewy.
Yeah. You know, people say it tastes like chicken. You know what it is? It's the texture. It's not the flavor.
Well, looking at alligators, they look like they're going to be a little bit on the rough side. But very good. Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting some afterburner kick on this thing.
Yeah, it's a Cajun seasoning.
Yeah, but I'm getting a little bit of that espresso on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little of that coffee. Yeah. Fantastic.
And I found that the tobacco that I put in it, one of the big things I came up with is sweet. For some reason, that is what came into my mind with tobacco.
Fantastic. Very, very good.
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
All right, I need something to wash it down. So let's bring over the folks from Southern Tier Distilling. And I had the privilege and pleasure last year, after the show, of heading down there and touring the entire distillery. Greetings. And we have a bottle of the American whiskey. I sampled everything down there. It was absolutely incredible. And we've got some special Southern Tier gin. No, I did not try those.
These are brand new.
First of all, introduce yourself.
I'm Katie Conroy. I run sales for New York State.
Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Ross would be here, but he's bottling vodka right now.
Not a problem. He was busy when I was down there last year. It was incredible. Yeah. I mean, you guys were distilling nonstop. And I'll tell you, last night we had a big crew dinner at Alpha Mother Piera's house, and we had some of the 2X hopped whiskey. That was sensational.
Isn't that something?
Very unique. Nothing like it. So you get the whiskey with a little bit of that hoppy beer taste to it, but very subtle.
You almost have to sip it twice because you haven't experienced it before.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, what are we sampling, by the way, for all the attendees today?
So we have our American whiskey. What's unique about this is it's a half corn, half wheat mash bill. Nobody gets that close to making bourbon and doesn't. We get new white oak staves from Lakewood. Ross chars them himself at the distillery, which is a little bit crazy because it is a registered bomb site. And we put the wood in the whiskey, not the whiskey in the wood. So we miss bourbon by 1% of corn and that juxtaposition.
Fantastic. So I'm going to take a little sample of this.
Smooth.
Wow. Smooth with a little bit of that oakiness.
Yep.
And you can definitely tell that the wheat that's in there.
Yep, it's a great price point. Typically retails about $32.99. All New York grain.
All right, now these are your craft cocktails in a can, right?
Oh, yes. These are going to become a new normal. You probably have seen them around.
Mm.
Not to be confused with a spiked seltzer. Those are malt beverages. You can buy them at 7-Eleven. This is the real deal. So we got a gin and tonic.
Which I just sampled, which is great.
Cucumber, elderflower. You taste it?
Yeah, I taste it all. It's fantastic. And got the bourbon smash. So I'll try that afterwards. Got to take a break right now, but we thank you for coming. Southern Tier Distilling.
All their
samples are here at the Pleasure Fest. We will continue from the Pleasure Fest in Buffalo around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, we have come to the end of hour number one. We ran a little bit long, but fear not. The good news is, even though 1 hour is in the annals of history, we have one more hour of Alpha Male Pleasure Fest maneuvers from my hometown of Buffalo, New York. We'll continue talking with Juan Lopez and Carlos Yaca Corano of Gurkha Cigars. We'll continue talking about the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. We have many more delicacies from the Pooch Pit. We've got the roasted pig on the spit. We've got all sorts of other great dead quality meat animal products. We've got other libations coming from incredible distillers and vineyards. Much more coming your way. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show from Buffalo comes your way next. Stay right there. Keep your cigar lit and your libation filled.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at MakerFairShasta.com or visit ShastaCounty.MakerFair.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump made a brief public appearance at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf resort, where he met with some supporters and also responded to a question by a reporter who asked whether he felt betrayed by former White House staffer and fellow reality TV star Omarosa Monigault Newman, who claims in her new upcoming book that Mr. Trump used racial slurs on the set of the reality show The Apprentice, and she called him a bigot and a racist.
Lowlife. She's a lowlife.
Mr. Trump will be in Bedminster for the rest of the weekend. The investigation into last night's theft and crash of a Horizon Air turboprop aircraft continues, the FBI joining the NTSB and airline officials on the scene. Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden says the man who stole the plane was authorized to be in that area of the airport.
It was a 3.5-year employee of Horizon Air. It was a ground service agent for Horizon Air. To answer the question that you asked, he was a background check. There was a couple of different criminal background checks we run on our employees.
The Senate will begin the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this coming September 4th.
Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says the committee will launch up to 4 days of review that Tuesday, beginning with opening remarks from senators. Kavanaugh will face questions Wednesday, September 5th, followed by testimony from legal experts and people who know the judge.
Ken Lorman reports Republicans are eager to confirm President Trump's nominee ahead of the new court session, October 1st. That's when Justice Anthony Kennedy retires. Democrats have complained Republicans are rushing the process for the lifetime appointment without proper vetting of Kavanaugh's record. But Grassley says there's plenty of time to review the documents, said it's time for Americans to hear directly from Kavanaugh. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting and rolls for recurring text messages.
Nice game. Man, you're really playing hard today.
Yeah, shows what a great night's sleep will do. You know, since I started using Z-Quiet for my snoring, there's no more waking up getting elbowed, and no more moving to the couch in the middle of the night. You know, for the first time in years, the snoring's gone, and my wife and I both wake up feeling great. It's amazing. So easy to use. And it worked the very first night.
I'm Dan Webster, co-founder of ZQuiet. For years, I was off my game due to snoring. My wife Trina and I were desperate for a solution, and we found it with ZQuiet. There's nothing better than waking up feeling rested, happy, and best of all, in the same bed. So if you're ready to score extra points in the bedroom, get ZQuiet.
ZQuiet fits both men and women, and right now you can try it risk-free for a full 30 days for just $9.95. Just text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
A federal appeals court has thrown out two key permits for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Correspondent Jeremy House with more on the story.
The three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit was arbitrary and capricious because it provided no specific limits for the allowable impact on 5 threatened or endangered species. The judges also vacated a right-of-way permit from the U.S. National Park Service because it allows the pipeline to pass underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway without explaining how the project would not be inconsistent with the Scenic Parkway, part of the National Park System. Environmental groups say the ruling means construction should be halted on the 600-mile natural gas pipeline. Jeremy House reporting.
A 75-year-old man competing in the swimming portion of the Cleveland Triathlon was found unconscious in Lake Erie, later died. Oklahoma native Jim Hicks had been a national champion for his age group last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. A 66-year-old North Carolina woman is dead after she was attacked and killed by two pit bulls while she taking a walk.
Montgomery County Sheriff Chris Watkins says the woman's husband reported her missing after she did not return home from her walk Thursday. She was discovered hours later dead on the side of an unused road. Authorities found two pit bulls they believe had taken part in the attack. The dogs have been quarantined. The woman's identity was not immediately released. Patrick Frost reporting.
Police say actress Sean Young is wanted for questioning after she was caught on surveillance video stealing laptops and video production software from a store in New York City. Police say employees at a store in Queens reported a burglary this week, saying surveillance video showed Young and a male companion breaking in and stealing laptops and software worth about $12,000. Check out more news, read more analysis, get them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. Presented by Gurkha Cigars. You're in the middle of 2 hours of nonstop alpha pleasure maneuvers as we continue to make America great again. Lieutenants, stand up and be heard as your general has banished all snowflakes within a 20-mile radius. Keep that cigar lit, refresh that cocktail as the general has returned to his hometown of Buffalo for Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. And now, your global five-star general, Cigar Dave.
And we welcome you back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in the Buffalo Theater of Operations, Buffalo Riverworks, a spectacular August summer day. Great cigars from Gurkha, great food, great libations, but most importantly, great camaraderie, and that's what it is all about. And the enemies of pleasure don't get that because they live miserable lives. And we're happy. And the fact is, they just can't stand that we are happy and we are enjoying life's great pleasures. And that is what it's all about. Welcome you back. Our number 2-877-DAVE-007. We will try to sneak in a few calls this hour, 877-328-3007. And if you are lucky enough to get in, we have a special Gurkha cigar sampler pack, the same cigar sampler pack that everyone here in Buffalo is enjoying. Now, before we do something special here in Buffalo, big announcement, big program announcement for those of you in the cigar city of Tampa. We are pleased to announce that beginning next Saturday, August 18th, we are moving to a brand new flagship affiliate in the cigar city of Tampa as we move to FM 102.5, The Bone. Real Raw Radio, or now that I'm on it, Real Raw Pleasure. So that is next Saturday on 102.5 The Bone. We are thrilled to be on with them and can't wait to be back with all the great folks at Cox Media Group. And that'll be presented by Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. In just a few moments, we'll be rejoined by Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars. But first, we always get to the end of the show, and we're always trying to jam in all those people that come from out of town. And we have so many great guests that come to us from around the country. So those of you that have come to Buffalo today, not local from the area, that traveled to Buffalo, please stand up right now.
Wow.
All right, let's give them a big round of applause. Now, here's the deal. We want you all to stand, and we're going to get our crew with their microphones because we want to recognize you. We want to get your names and where you're from. So first up, where is Captain Paul? Captain Paul, let's do this. Let's start from left to right. Let's start from left to right so that we keep everything in order. So we're going to bring all the microphones, all of our crew, and we're going to recognize everybody because I see a whole group of guys. I know where they're from. So first up, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are from.
Rocky, Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Allentown.
Welcome, Rocky.
Joe flew in from Philly this morning, flying out at about 3:44 this afternoon.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate that. Right. Thank you so much.
Center Valley, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Buzz, is that the Pennsylvania table right there? Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
All right, Buzz, I like that name, by the way.
Bob, Traverse City, Michigan.
Welcome from Michigan. All right, outstanding.
Bill from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right, Bob, Virginia. And by the way, you gentlemen just met each other for the first time, correct? No? Oh, you knew each other. But some of the other guys didn't. You're all enjoying each other's company, camaraderie. That's what I say about alphas and cigar connoisseurs. You can always find friends everywhere you go. All right, continuing on, Captain Paul.
Jack, Cleveland, Ohio.
Jack, go Cleveland. Great.
Hey, I'm Mark. I drove in from Stamford, Connecticut yesterday.
Hey, Mark, welcome all the way from Connecticut. How long did it take you, by the way? About 8 hours?
Michelle Obama from Fort Lauderdale.
That's my friend, by the way, that's my friend Gina, longtime family friend. By the way, Hillary for herself. Bye-bye. Adios. Actually, wait a minute. I knew there was one person here that actually was going to show up as a Dem. By the way, who did you vote for, Jenny?
Hillary.
You can leave. Hey, how does it feel? Wait. How does it feel to be amongst the majority of Trump, being in the company of people that love Trump, make America great again?
It is
Trump-tastic. Trump-tastic. We love him. Donald J. Trump. All right, next.
Hi, Dave. Evan and my wife, Jenny, from Southern Illinois.
Where in Southern Illinois?
Marion, Illinois.
It's the penitentiary, right?
Yes.
They let you out for a couple hours. That's fantastic.
And hey, Dave, I want to thank you for allowing us to have plastic straws.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to come clean because I'm actually packing heat. I'm packing contraband from Santa Barbara, California. I got an entire wad of plastic straws. Screw the straw police. They're never going to take my plastic straws. That is never going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, next up, Captain Side.
Barry from Sequoia, New York.
Where are you? Where are we going here? Okay, go ahead.
Barry from Sequoia, New York.
Where's Sequoia, New York?
South of Utica.
Welcome, south of Utica. I went to Syracuse, so central New York. Fantastic. Captain Side.
Riley from Rochester, New York.
Welcome, right down the thruway.
Jake, I'm from Plattsburgh, New York.
All right, Plattsburgh, beautiful. And wait, go ahead.
Larry Baker, Tupper Lake, New York.
Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, fantastic. Great part of the country. Lake Placid.
Joe from Plattsburgh.
Joe, and you're wearing a Syracuse shirt. Are you an alum?
No, but I grew up there. They wouldn't let me.
Well, they let me in. I graduated in 86, proud Syracuse Orangeman. Fantastic. Well, welcome all from New York State. Let's go to Exotana.
General Dave Kamka, Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the airborne.
Outstanding.
And if I may, for you?
Sure.
Some of North Carolina's finest from Walton's Small Batch Distillery.
You, E.M. Walton's corn whiskey, some great hooch. I will take that. Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it.
My name's Gene. I'm from Sanford, North Carolina.
Well, Gene, welcome from the Carolinas.
Originally Chicago.
Well, tell you what, you can't go wrong in the Carolinas. Great part of the country. Fantastic. Back to Captain Paul.
Jim Glenn, all the way from Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa, the nation's heartland. Let me ask you, did you bring a steer or any wheat?
Oh, we brought you a lot of corn.
A lot of corn.
We'll make whiskey.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Go ahead, Captain Cy.
Ken Scarpino, Des Moines, Iowa.
Ken, welcome.
Bob McCarthy, Fort Myers, Florida.
All right, my neck of the woods in the Sunshine State. XO Tim.
Cheryl from St. Petersburg.
I know you, Cheryl, exactly, right across Tampa Bay. Fantastic. Mick the Brit.
Joanne from Tampa, Florida.
Welcome, my adopted hometown. There
Michael
we go.
Joanne from Dunedin, Florida.
From Dunedin, Tampa and Dunedin. Dunedin Brewery, Mike Bryant, great beer, fantastic. Let's see, where are we going? XO Tim.
Sam McGuckin from Columbia, South Carolina.
Love Columbia. Great, some great barbecue joints down there.
Hey, it's Paul from South Carolina.
Where in South Carolina, Paul? Columbia, fantastic. The Gamecocks. All right, fantastic. Next up.
George McGuirk from Hamilton, Ontario.
Welcome, eh? Beautiful. And by the way, I know you love Tim Hortons, eh? But we got Paulus that's even better. You're going to love him. You're going to want to make the trip. All right, Captain Cy.
Maurice Russo, Keene, New Hampshire.
Welcome from New Hampshire.
Kermit Studley, Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Well, from the People's Republic of Massachusetts. Fantastic. By the way, can you still smoke cigars there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Just checking.
Paul from Ontario, Canada. Supporting all your fans, Dave.
Where in Ontario, Paul?
London, Ontario, Canada.
From London. He came all the way from London. Hey, Mick.
London, yeah.
There you go. You
there's only one London. That's the one I'm from.
All right, let's go.
Mike from Waterford, Connecticut.
Welcome from Connecticut, Mike. Fabulous. All right, back to Captain Sign.
Steve, via my mother's uterus, via my father's member, and I'm from Huron, South Dakota, big cock country. Want to thank everyone for a great time.
All right, and welcome.
Why can't I get any alligator?
Well, give the man an alligator. From South Dakota. Do we have an alligator wing? Go ahead, Butcher Dave. Give the man from South Dakota an alligator wing. Come on, they don't have alligators over in South Dakota.
General, to your left.
To my left, Captain Paul.
Steve, Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca, all right, fantastic.
Marty, Atlanta, Georgia.
At Hotlanta. Hey, go to Bones next when you get back. Love Bones in Buckhead. Fabulous. Where are we going next? Did we get everybody? Oh, wait, we got one more.
I'm going back to Buzz because we have Buzz's military here.
Oh, Buzz, go ahead.
Hi. Retired from the Air Force, 24 years.
Fantastic. The great Blue Yonder.
I retired from the Air Force, 22 years.
Outstanding. What did you do in the Air Force? Get the mic over there real quick. I want to find out what he did in the Air Force.
I was a navigator.
Navigator, fantastic. Excellent.
And I was in nuclear and missiles.
I love it. Listen, I love what President Trump said. My nukes are bigger than yours. Love it. All right, Mick.
General, I've got a very special guest here.
Well, Mick, thank you. You know...
Ed Kilgore.
Yeah.
Ed's from Kansas City originally.
That's right. But, no, Cigar Dave was an intern for me at Channel 2. It was about, 50 years ago?
A long time ago. So, no, I tell you what, I started with that when I was 15, just about to turn 16.
And I was 13 at the time.
Yeah.
I knew literally when Dave was in high school that I said, someday I'll work for this guy. He was precocious and smart and ambitious, and it's great that you're doing good things for the country, buddy.
Well, thank you, Ed. And I've got to tell you, Ed would come driving in. You know, he'd come back from vacation. Yeah, I was in Vegas, this and that, and I'm like, Ed. And he told me some of the exploits. Poor, he was married, of course. I said, Ed, my idol. Got to follow in those footsteps. Now, of course, you've been married to Debbie for a long time, and you're pretty boring now, Ed. But back in the day, you were pretty living an exciting life. Which I am doing now, by the way. So I'm picking up right where you left off. Well, we want to thank everybody that came in. I know that it's a lot of travel time. Did we miss one person? Did we get you? Okay. We want to really thank you because you come in, some fly, some drive. And to come in, I'm very honored and humbled that you came in. And by the way, all of you that are in from out of town, was it worth the trip? That's what I want to know. Good. Because I want to make sure you had a magnificent time. That is what it is all about. All right, let us do this, because we ran a little late in the last segment as we continue from the Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest here at Buffalo River Works. So let us do this. Let us bring up from Cutwater Libation, Cutwater Spirits, we've got Gina Natalie. Gina, come on up. Let's talk about, and by the way, love the pink flamingo. It's just like I'm back on the beach in Florida. This is fantastic. Now, first of all, let's talk about Cutwater Spirits. These are very unique. Everything's in a can. This is a lime margarita, and you brought a Bloody Mary. Let's talk about it. Get that mic nice and close.
Okay. So we make real spirited canned cocktails. Everything we produce, we make in our distillery. We make the mixers, and we produce the spirits as well. I just brought my favorites up. So I have the lime margarita, the Bloody Mary, and I also brought up our Bali High Rum, which is a coconut and pineapple-flavored rum for you guys.
Ooh, that lime margarita is very cool and refreshing.
And it's 12.5%.
That's not bad. I mean, because your Bally High is going to be what, 45?
It's 80 proof.
80 proof, so it's 40. Okay, great. Let me try the Bloody Mary. In fact...
That's been the number one today.
Wait, where's Colonel Ange? You are a Bloody Mary connoisseur. I know that. So let's get Colonel Ange up here. I'm going to take a little sip. That's plenty. All right, we're going to put a little in there. I'm going to take a sip here.
Did you guys
trust me, these guys will take the whole case.
Love it.
That is good. All right, Colonel Ange.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You are a Bloody Mary connoisseur, but you like yours with gin.
Yes, I do.
All right, there's no gin in here, but take a sip of that.
We do make one with gin, not in a can, but we call it a red snapper. We don't call it a Bloody Mary.
Who doesn't like snapper? Come on.
You see this? Come on. Let's go.
Keep going. Okay, there you go.
It's 10%. Be careful.
All right.
Oh, 10%. He's used to 80%. Come on.
Here we go, folks. And what is this?
That's the Bloody Mary.
This is the Bloody Mary. It's called?
Say nice things.
No. This is called the Cutwater Bloody Mary. This is mild, by the way, but there's some kick to it.
It is the mild. We're working on getting the spicy here.
All right. There's spice. No, there's spice to this.
There's spice. In fact, you know what? Can we get a stool?
Here, take the whole thing.
I'm just going to sit right here.
Take the whole thing, Colonel Ange, and marinate some meat in it. All right, we've got some more meat coming up.
Thank you, General.
All right, Gina, fantastic. By the way, let's try the Bally High Tiki Gold. Whoops, I'll have you. There we go. Now, you said this is coconut infused?
It's pineapple and coconut.
Pineapple and coconut are very tropical. Wow.
Yeah,
it's got some nice wood kick, spiciness, smokiness, but then you get the pineapple and the coconut.
Yep, it's a nice dipping rum, but it also makes a great daiquiri or a pina colada. It mixes well.
Try it.
I'll tell you, the danger of this, it's so sweet, and this is so pleasant, that with 40 proof, you could sit here and drink about 10 shots before you realize the potent effects of it, so you got to be careful. Well, Gina, that is fantastic. Where's Cutwater Spirits out of?
So Cutwater is out of San Diego.
Okay.
I drove from Rochester, though, so I'm an out-of-towner, too.
Well, welcome from Rochester. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
fantastic. All right, give a round of applause to Gina Natalie from Cutwater Spirits. And next up, let's bring up the gentleman from, I think we've got, is it Teal? Teal from Honey Eye Falls Distillery in central New York. And let's talk about Honey Eye Falls Distillery. What? We need the microphone back here. Teal, go ahead and let's talk about real quickly about Honey Eye Distillery.
Honey Eye Falls Distillery is a farm distillery based in just outside of Rochester, New York. And what you're holding there is our Red Saw Rye Whiskey. It's an Empire Rye Whiskey, which is a uniquely New York rye whiskey. It's at least 75% grain sourced from New York rye whiskey. This bottle is actually 100%. So.
What other spirits do you distill there?
Bourbon, gins, a litany of gins. We also make absinthe, among other products.
Wow. This rye whiskey has a lot of spice to it. Very sharp.
It's 85% rye. Rye is dry, spicy, and interesting.
That is definitely for a unique palate, but this is a unique spirit. So
yes,
it's not for everybody, but I'll tell you what would be great with this. This would be great to me if you wanted to marinate some steak. Get a little bit of spice in it. Colonel Ange, you can do that, can't you? We can take a little rye whiskey, marinate our steaks, our ribeyes overnight, or our tomahawk chops.
Yeah. Especially ribs, General.
Ribs, too, would be great.
Yep.
This is fantastic. Very sharp. Gentlemen, try this. This is a very unique spirit, 75% rye. And what is your biggest seller at Honey Eye Distilling?
We actually make a gin called Flower City Gin, named after
Rochester. That's your number one seller. So this is the same thing, right?
That's actually bourbon. It's a high rye bourbon.
Okay, so this is a high rye bourbon.
This is our Red Saw bourbon. It's 51% corn, 34% rye, 15% malted barley.
Wow. Still has that kick.
Yes, sir.
But a little bit tamer. Very, very nice. Well, Teal, we appreciate Honey Eye Distilling, and appreciate you being out here today.
Thank you.
Again, all the samples. I know a lot of people have been heading over to Honey Eye Distilling. And where did you come from Honey Eye Falls?
Yep.
Well, welcome
this morning.
Thank you for making the trip to Buffalo. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Give Teal a big round of applause. All right, Colonel Ange, you have been very busy. Next, go ahead, Teal. You can take that. That's fine. Unless you want me to keep the bottle. Here, take that. We want everybody to have samples. So let's go back to Colonel Ange and the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange, we have got a very unique delicacy that you have just created.
Yes, sir, General. We have deep-fried nads of steel.
I almost forgot. Where's my briefcase here? When we come back, actually, Sergeant Steve, can you grab my briefcase in the top compartment of the zipper? There's something that I always travel with that I never leave home without, and I have a set at every single desk. All right, so this is Nads of Steel. You going to tell us what this is?
General, it's pretty simple. It's deep-fried alligator balls.
I did not know alligators had balls. I thought they laid eggs.
General, they did have balls up until a little while ago.
Ah, there you go. Beautiful. Cut, cut, snip, snip. And by the way, I always travel with my balls of steel, which I forgot to put up, so I have them right here. Although I don't need to be reminded of my alphaness. But this is a, deep fried gator ball.
Deep fried gator balls, right. General. Go get them.
It's definitely not as chewy as the alligator tail. Or the alligator wing, or the arm.
Well, they're a little bit softer down under.
What's your make? We won't go there.
Yeah.
Colonel Lance, tell me, what's in this, besides gator?
Yeah, it's gator. It's gator. It's pretty much a crab cake made with gator, General. We got you a couple of dipping sauces there. You got a buffalo wing dip sauce, some Rudy's blue cheese, but you're eating a gator cake instead of a crab cake.
That is delicious.
Not bad. Thank you.
Even the boat captain loved it.
Yeah. Toss a few over the side, boys.
All right. Outstanding.
Okay.
All right. Next up, let's do this. We're going to continue moving along here. Let's bring up the folks from Sierra Norte. And I think we've got, is it Julian Macy? Julian, where are you? Come on up as we do that. And by the way, if any of you have any questions, comments, see one of the Cigar Dave crew in the blue shirts, because we want to leave time for everybody. And let's bring Julian up. Where's Julian? Is he coming?
Yep.
All right, he's coming up right now. We're going to also sample from Sierra Norte their spirits and Western San Vodka as well. And let's see here. By the way, without any question, Julian from Sierra Norte wins the award for the best dressed alpha male here today. Looking very good. I like the look. And by the way, you may not realize this, Temple Hall Estates, that is a cigar. General had that way back, so I like the cigar theme with the bow tie. Very nice.
General, good to be here. Long ass to see you, sir.
Back at you. Now, where did you come from?
I just came from Williams, New York, right around the corner here, working with Warner Brothers today.
All right, fantastic. All right, get that mic a little closer.
All right.
All right, so, let's talk about Sierra Norte. Tell me about Sierra Norte.
Sierra Norte is a whiskey from Oaxaca, Mexico. The gentleman who distills it distilled mezcal for 28 years, and mezcal is hard to produce now. Agave plants are pretty rare, so he wanted to keep his factory producing at 100% and all his workers employed, so he used the indigenous corn from Oaxaca, which comes in all different colors, to make whiskey. It's pretty interesting. He kept the colors separate, so each different whiskey has a different flavor, all different expressions from white corn, black corn, and yellow corn. So I brought you two of my favorites. The black corn is right here.
All right, now I'm looking at the bottle. The black corn, it says barrel number 10, bottle 146, batch 05. So they number every single bottle.
Yes, indeed.
Take a sip of that. Wow, that's got some serious kick to it. Major octane.
For sure. Yeah, it's a 90-proof spirit.
That is very bold. Let's try the white corn. This is the white. Very different flavor complexion.
Most definitely, yes.
Wow, very unique. But these are very rich and spicy. These are definitely not for someone that wants a mild flavored whiskey.
Not
a lot of kick to it.
No, I'm actually enjoying a Gurkha Abuelo, courtesy of my friends over the Tinder box right now, and it goes great with that white corn whiskey. It's fantastic.
Juan and Carlos, what did you think of those whiskeys?
Fantastic.
Let's get those mic levels up, please. There we go. Go ahead.
That was amazing. I love them all, but you have to have a ball.
Yeah, have a gator ball, by the way.
You have to try that. All right. Let's
have the gator ball. And it goes very well, I will tell you, with the Sierra Norte.
Absolutely.
All right, Julian, I want to thank you. Sierra Norte, appreciate you coming out all the way from Williamsville. And again, best dressed guy. Give him a big round of applause. Fantastic. All right, next up, I've got a, let's see. Oh, got to take a break? Oh, did not hear that. All right, got to take a quick timeout. We will continue from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé. The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for every college student to know their constitutional rights. This resource includes legal case precedents for recently controversial campus issues. Religious groups must get equal treatment as secular groups.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
America great again, but Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott continue to make the Buffalo Bills great again. Last year it was the playoffs. This year, with Josh Allen, Tremaine Edwards, and more, Cigar Dave is leading the Bills Mafia charge.
As we continue front and center from the Cigar Dave Apple Pleasure Fest on the And it is a delight to have all of you here, all of our fellow alphas front and center. We have much more coming your way. But first of all, Colonel Ange, I want to get to something very quickly here. I know that we've got a lot of grilling and barbecue items. I saw this story and it kind of disturbed me, and I want to just confirm where the meat comes from. Saw this interesting story. A woman, an Indiana woman accused of serving her lover's remains at a barbecue. And she didn't do it once, she did it twice. So I just want to make sure, where did you purchase this meat from? Do we know where it is originated from?
Well, Dave, let me ask you this first. In anything that she made, was any of it deep fried?
I didn't get that far. All I know is she said it was served barbecue style.
Because the balls are always served deep fried. Now, grilling, I don't know. I can get you a bun, because there may be one of these.
Well, all I want to make sure is that it came from a dead quality animal, not a dead former human lover.
All of them came with a label of authenticity saying they're dead animal, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Outstanding. Now, there is Lieutenant Aristotle, who is in charge of the Australian Theater of Operations. We have a loyal contingent of Australian listeners that listen live at 2 a.m. Australia time. And he sent us a very interesting article about a March for Men. A March for Men in Australia. And a big radio presenter, as they call them there, decided that men are getting just unfairly lambasted. They are being, basically, we know this. There's an attack on masculinity. There's an attack on testosterone. There's an attack on alpha male men. So she's doing something about it. She wants to rally Australians together. So on August 25th, she is holding a March for Men in Melbourne, Australia, down under. And it got me thinking, you know that I defend all of our rights as alpha males. We are not ashamed to be masculine men. We're not wussified betas. So therefore, we need to do something. And as the leader of the charge, I am pleased to say that our new slogan is Make Masculinity Great Again. And so we are going to proudly wear these caps. In fact, our entire crew, Mrs. Harem of One, if you would hand one out to entire crew. We've got a limited number of these if you want to buy one of these. And Puff Muff and Wendy will be going around if you want to buy a Make Masculinity Great Again cap. We will wear these proudly. We will not be intimidated by the libs and the feminists that basically, as I call them, the National Association of Ugly Women that couldn't get a date if their life depended on it. They cannot get a man. And the thing about a lot of these feminists is, that worries me, is they have more facial hair than I do, and I get 5 o'clock shadow at 11 in the morning. It is a very scary sight. So we are proud to be masculine men, and we will not hide from it in any way, shape, or form. All right, next up, Colonel Ange. We're going to go vegan, I understand.
It's Butcher Dave.
Butcher Dave. Tell me.
Wait,
we're going vegan? Wait, I don't understand this.
Vegan. What we're doing
It says on my rundown sheet, smoke vegan grenades.
Yes. Well, it's kind of a trick, General. What you do with the potato, you lure the vegan in.
Now we're talking.
And when they least expect it, you hit them with the grenade. You've got venison sausage inside, and it's wrapped in bacon.
Nice. Beautiful. By the way, just saw an article, very interesting, in Italy. Researchers have published a paper that was just published in one of the major journals, scientifically proving that women do not find vegetarian men as attractive as carnivore meat-eating men. We all knew that anyway. But look at this. That is magnificent. All right, I got to take a taste of this. Yeah. I love this.
What he did was take a russet potato.
Oh, man.
Took a 1-inch power drill, fired a hole through the center of it.
Hang on. Look at that.
And then wrapped it in about a half a pound of bacon.
You know what? If you ever get a vegan coming near you and they're a pain in the ass, just start taking this with a fork and just putting it around them, and they'll start running and cowering like the wimps that they are. All right, fantastic. All right, as Juan and Carlos continue talking about that, they're going to take a little bite. Then we're going to continue with them. But I want to thank, we've got a whole bunch of people that we want to thank. First of all, I got to thank Guy's Odd Hand Sodium, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yaca Toraño from Gurkha Cigars. Gentlemen, great to have you here in Buffalo. We still have much more to talk about. I want to thank Jim Dvorak and his entire crew from the Tinderbox. Jim, great job as always, my friend. There he is in the orange vest. Where's John Russo and the entire crew from Hamburg Brewing, John Russo Sr. and Jr., Jerome Nathan and the entire crew at Serto Brothers. Got to thank Global Wine and Spirits Group. Jeff Siren took seriously ill this week, and he was planning on attending. And we just want to extend our best wishes for a recovery. Tough shape right now, but we are thinking about him. Want to thank Richard Budd from Goodrich Coffee. Want to thank General Mills for putting the little cereal bowls that are in your little gift bag. Becky Jones and Sean Green from Riverworks. How about the food and the hospitality here at Riverworks? Got to thank from our great affiliate here in Buffalo, News Talk 930 WBEN. Got to thank Tom Bowerly for coming out and, of course, having me on the show last week, Bowerly and Bellavia. Greg Reed, the market president, general manager, Tim Wenger, and the great promotion staff, the girls that check you all in today, Rosie, Heather, Megan, Steffi, and Sam. Give them a big round of applause. They stuffed the bags. They were great. And how about our great sound crew here? It's not easy to – nobody else in the country – pulls off an event like this where we have 18 microphones and we've got all sorts of feeds going on. There's no other broadcaster in the country that does these types of events. And we pull it off thanks to the great guys from CJ Sound, Vinny Croglio, Jake Brodka, and Larry Scheuer. Great job, gentlemen, as always. And back at our master control facility, Jeff Ryder, Wayne Taylor, over at Pipeline Broadcast, we thank you. And, of course, I want to thank all of you alphas that attended the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest that came from near and far. I hope you enjoyed the Pleasure Fest as much as I hosting and conducting broadcast pleasure maneuvers. So thank you all for attending. And, of course, I got to thank our great crew, all the people in the blue shirts. Give them a huge round of applause. Colonel Ange, Dave the Butcher, Sergeant Steve, Voice Talent Ed, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit, Lieutenant Gary, Mrs. Harem of One, XO Tim, Puff Muffin Lori, Puff Muffin Wendy. Did I have everybody? Did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. Oh, Captain Cy. Got to thank Captain Cy, all the Puff Muffins, and all the women. And got to thank, by the way, last night, Cigar Mother Piera put a phenomenal dinner for all of our guests and our crew. So, Alpha Mother Piera, many thanks as always. All right, let us continue on here. Next up. We had to smoke vegan grenades, so we're going to keep moving forward here. Let's go to the folks from Old Soul. Oh, wait, let's bring Jerome up. Jerome, we've got some Western San vodka. Jerome Nathan from Serto Brothers. And by the way, Jerome, many thanks to you because you went above and beyond all the wines, all the spirits. Many thanks, and it has just been a delight working with Serto. I knew Peter Serto when he was alive. He was one of the first to embrace our Pleasure Fest way back. And we certainly miss him. He was just a great gentleman. But you carry on at Serto Brothers, definitely in his legacy.
Thank you. Just trying to fill some shoes. He's a great man.
Great. He was a great
guy. We all still love him dearly. He taught us all great lessons. So I got a little bit. I got Western Sons Vodka. It's coming out of Texas. It's 10 times distilled. It's gluten-free. And they're flavored vodkas. So lighthearted, easy doing. The first one I have is the Ruby Red Grapefruit Mule. So I took it, added a little ginger beer with it.
I'm not a vodka lover because, you know, really I'm more of a brown spirit. It's pretty good. This is a great summer spirit by the pool.
This is perfect.
Fabulous.
By the pool.
Outstanding. Mm. Next up?
Next up, I have their lime vodka.
A little lime. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The problem with these, you can have about 100 of them. And you don't realize that it's got, 40% alcohol by volume.
Floaties are key in the pool with these.
Mm. Yes. Yes, tip very, very slowly. Fantastic. And, Jerome, I know we've also got Old Soul Wine and Replica Wine as well. And we've got Lazzaroni as well. Let's talk about Old Soul, first of all. Because Old Soul Wine, as you mentioned earlier, we've got Dave Cook from Old Soul Wines. Tell us about Old Soul. There we go. We'll take that microphone back. Dave, tell us about Old Soul Vineyards.
Old Soul, they are located in Lodi, California, so
all right.
Which is just east of the Oakland area, so the Bay Area. What they produce out of Lodi, California is just a very fruit-forward style wine, so very easy drinking for all consumers here. Just a pleasure to have, a pleasure to drink. goes virtually with everything. So.
Oh yeah, right.
Magnificent. I tell you, that cab, not overly powerful, but it's almost between a Pinot Noir and a cab.
Yeah, no,
it's very easy drinking.
Lighter,
very, very nice.
Lighter in alcohol too. I think like 13.8. So
very
again,
nice.
Very, very drinkable for everybody. So.
Old Soul. What's the suggested retail for a bottle of the cab?
You see it anywhere from $9.99 to about $13.99 on the shelves.
That is cheap.
Yeah.
And this
I know.
Is very good.
Incredible quality.
One more sip.
Absolutely.
Mm. I think we'll keep the bottle up. No, we'll come back and get them later. All right,
well, thank you.
Thank you, Dave, from Old Soul Vineyards. And then next up, let's bring Julian Macy from Lazzaroni. Come, actually, I'll tell you what. Let's bring up Mickey from Integrated Beverage as we try their next group of wines here. All right, Mickey, what'd you bring for us?
Hello, Dave. Nice to meet you.
Greetings. We served these last night at our crew party. Everybody loved them.
Good. Well, I left Syracuse the same year you came in, so
I came
how
in.
How was your experience?
Well, actually, I let's see, was there from 82 to 86, and you were there from when?
My whole life.
My whole life. Then you left, okay.
As I said, the greatest thing to ever come out of Syracuse was 81 South. So,
you remember Aunt Josie's?
Yes.
Great one of the best Italian baked ziti, unbelievable. All right, tell me about
have
this.
Have you ever been to Coleman's?
No.
It's my father-in-law's place in Syracuse. Has been open since 1933.
Well, I'm going there in the next couple of weeks, so I will go.
Please go.
All right, tell me about this Chardonnay.
So, we this morning actually had the great privilege of being on CBS Morning News to show how we are the best in reverse engineering wine. We test over 600 different molecular analytes, taste, aroma, mouthfeel, texture, and we are able to get a 98% or better.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the cigar tobaccos in the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer, so there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month, you get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
In the fertile fields of the Connecticut River Valley, there is still one cigar brand who grows their own Connecticut shade wrappers. Monte Cristo,
Prized for its unique silky texture, this exquisite tobacco has now been used to craft a cigar worthy of its name, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut. Building on the legacy of the beloved Monte Cristo White series, this excellent medium to full-bodied cigar is rich, flavorful, and complex. Crafted with only the finest vintage 2008 wrapper leaves, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut cigar has subtle notes of spices, vanilla, and hazelnuts. Packaged in a gorgeous handcrafted box, these exceptional cigars are available now at your local tobacconist. Pick up a Monte Cristo White Vintage today and experience the spirit of the valley.
Surgeon General warning. Cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat, even if you do not inhale.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
When your balls are made of titanium steel, there are many things you never have to worry about. Naggy dames, wussified betas, or playing with deflated balls. Your five-star global alpha male in chief, Cigar Dave.
All right, as we wrap it up for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, my hometown of Buffalo. First up, I want to recognize longtime family friend Jim Miller. Jim was at the dinner last night. His daughter has a little side business called Simply Charzy. Thank you for being so sweet. Jim's daughter made these incredible-looking cookies and pastries that had the Cigar Dave Pleasure Fest and Cigar Dave logo and the Gurkha cigar she replicated. Absolutely incredible. Jim, how long has your daughter been doing that? Mick, right behind you. Right behind you, Mick. Jim, how long has your daughter been doing these? Well, let's get that microphone open. Go ahead, that's Mick's mic. Go ahead.
General, she's been doing it since she was about 15 years old. Very, very talented artist.
Well, these are incredible. Got the Cigar Dave logo, and Charzy's her name.
Yes.
And by the way, she does. We're going to post it on CigarDave.com. She has a Facebook page, Simply Charzy, Charzy Sweets. So we're going to post that because I'll tell you, these cookies were great. People loved them. And we wanted to save these to show everybody. Absolutely incredible. So, Jim, thank your daughter, Charzy, for me.
Thank you, General.
All right, fantastic. All right, not to be outdone, Mrs. Harem of One Gina bought Little Baron, Alpha Dog in training, Happy Dog's hot dog meal. So we actually have fries. Look, they have little fries. And there's like a little Salem's dog with cheese. So, Baron, would you like a fry, buddy? Baron, want a fry? Want a fry? Have a fry. Have a fry. Okay, there you go. So he's going to enjoy the fry. Yeah, you have one too. All right, fantastic. All right, let's do this. Let's bring the entire crew up because we've got three final delicacies, including the pig. Colonel Ange is going to start it. We got the whole entire crew. Let's do that. Let's bring them up. Take a look. All right, first up, Colonel Ange, what do we have here?
General, we have the alligator kebabs. We've got the buffalo chicken grilled cheese. We have the Bob Mueller smash burger, and we have smoked mac and cheese.
Bob Mueller smash burger. Yeah, we want to smash Bob Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those gator kebabs are fantastic.
Thank you, General.
Tell me about the grilled cheese. What's in it?
The grilled cheese is buffalo wings grilled, hit with some wing sauce. You got some cheddar, you got some blue cheese, you got some butter. You got a grilled cheese sandwich, General.
All right. Colonel Lance, there's nothing you can't do on a grill, a smoker, or a griddle.
Well, there's one thing, because it really burns.
Private G, nice work. What do you have?
He has the griddled Paula's pita stick.
Ah!
We took a pita stick, we cut it in half, we griddled it. It's got salads on it, it's got pickles, it's got some secret sauce, cheese.
You got sweetness, you got some smokehouse spiciness, you got the pickle, a little bit of sourness. This is fabulous. This would make a great breakfast donut.
Let's get it on the menu.
Christina, thank you very much from Paula's Donuts. Fantastic. We appreciate it. Excellent. Only Colonel Ange could come up with a delicacy like this. All right, next up, the
smash burger.
What is it?
That's a classic diner smashing the burger down. Every bit's crusted. It's got all the good stuff on it. Cheese,
melts. Got a little taste of Comey, Peter Strzok, and almost like what they serve in jail.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll get used to it.
That's cool.
All right, Butcher Dave, what do we have?
Oh, I've got the whole roasted pig.
Look at that.
We got Hillary here.
Bring that over.
I'm gonna turn around and there's a couple forks on the back.
Oh, look at that. Here we go.
Gentlemen, there's forks on the back.
Is that a cigar in its mouth? Oh no, that's the tongue.
That's the tongue.
Outstanding. Let's bring our whole crew up. Give them a big round of applause. There's no way we could do this without them. The entire Cigar Dave crew. Come on up, everybody. Butcher Dave, Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit, Private G.
Excuse me.
We've got Exo Tim, Captain Cy, Mrs. Aramavon, Lieutenant Gary, Puff Muffin, Lori, Puff Muffin, Wendy helped out today. We've got Alpha Sister Lynn, Alpha Mother Piera. We've got Alpha Dog, Baron, the entire crew. So thank you so much. And as we do that, Juan, let's talk about, finally, the Gurkha Ghost. Be careful back there. Be careful. The Gurkha Ghost Gold. I want to get to that before we wrap it up.
All right. So everyone's sad. A lot of people, I mean, we only sell about 1.5 million of those cigars a year on the regular Ghost. So we decided, Carlos and I went with something a little bit different. So this it's an Ecuadorian Habano, and we added a Nicaragua Dominican and a fully with Pennsylvania broadleaf for a little bit more sweetness to the cigar. These guys will be available at the same price point from that $7 to $10 sweet spot, like we like to call it. Medium body, a lot of flavor, real consistent. All Gurkha new products should be available except for the Dupree. That's more like late November, Carlos. Everything else will be at the end of September. Lure for them at Tinderbox. They're going to have them. My man right there.
They got them all. Juan Lopez.
Thank you.
Carlos Jacaturano.
Thank you, Buffalo.
Kaizan Ansonia from Gurkha Cigars. Everybody have a good time today?
Yeah.
Thank you, Buffalo.
Outstanding. My mission is done.
Thank you, Cigar Dave.
I want to thank everybody. Thank all of you. Another great Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest. Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Hewitt always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Make masculinity great again. Thank you to my hometown of Buffalo, New York. It has been a delight to be back for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest 2018 edition.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.